IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hi, and welcome back to IRS on the Road. We are back on the road in Utah right now.
What a switch from last week in Switzerland. We hope any of you that didn't listen last week, you ought to go back and listen to the Swiss podcast, because we had our son Tal on with us, who's a Swiss himself by marriage.
Switzerland is a fabulous place to live if you love scenery and beautiful people and so on. It's not as fun if you don't like rules.
or if you don't like really high prices.
Although their food prices are comparable to ours now. It's kind of changed. Remember all those years ago when we went to Japan? It was $100 for a watermelon. I mean, they treat them like babies, though. They're so beautiful. But, man.
Japan's a good deal now,
though, too. Japan is a great deal
now. We've got a granddaughter and her husband in Japan right now, and they're finding that it's just really cheap there. The yen has gone down so much.
For example, you can go to Disney World for $55. I mean, Japan Disney World. But anyway.
Just to quote one of our favorite places.
Right. Yeah, I have to say, though.
Don't get us started on Disneyland.
Well, exactly. But we do love Japan. We do love Japan. Oh, my goodness. It's such an amazing place. Anyway, that's beside the point.
We lived there for a summer, and it was a great summer. Man, did our kids learn a lot about neatness and orderliness and tidiness, and what else did they learn in Japan?
Just organized.
How to wear a kimono.
Yeah, how to wear a kimono, how to go to school in Japan with two pair of shoes. There's so many fun things that we did there, and mostly the people. Oh, they're so dear. They were just so wonderful to take care of us.
Some of you listeners over the years have got an idea why we've always called this podcast, now in its 16th year, why we've always called it IRS on the Road. We do have a problem with travel, honey. We are addicted to travel. We got it in our heads early on with our kids that travel was the finest form of education. We had all kinds of mottos. Our kids had a motto that you should never let school interfere with your education.
Ooh,
we were pulling them out of school all the time and taking them on trips. And in those days, you could kind of bribe the teachers. You could say, well, we're taking our kids out for a month, but they'll write a really nice theme about where they've been or whatever.
And generally, they were really nice. Sometimes we met a concrete wall and grades did suffer.
Our kids are meeting concrete walls now when they try to travel with their kids.
Yes, and if thank goodness they don't live in England, they won't let you breathe, and Switzerland. That you just have to be there.
Well, you have
every
to pay. Day. You have to pay a fine for every day your child misses class.
Yeah. It's really a totally different thing. But anyway.
Wait, I thought parents were in charge of their kids' education. Has anyone told the school board that?
Not really. I mean, it's getting better though. Wow, we've had an amazing turnaround in Utah. Maybe too far turnaround, but we'll see. Anyway, back to just Switzerland for a moment, because we absolutely adore Switzerland. We
doesn't,
go
doesn't
every year
to have a son and a daughter-in-law and a wonderful granddaughter there.
We
is
do
that part of our love. Would we love it as much if they weren't there?
Probably not, but we do adore Switzerland. You do have to follow the rules though, and it's so funny. Our son has this cartoon book that somebody did, an American who's living in this bounded country, because this guy is in the cartoon. This guy is standing at a red light, and you can tell he's been standing there for a long time, and it hasn't turned green because grass is growing up his legs
over his feet.
Yeah,
he will not go one step until that light changes.
Right.
But that reminds me of another funny true story for us. We were there a few years ago, and we were speaking to a group, and a really nice guy who was part of our sponsorship there just handed us the keys to his Ferrari and said, just, you know, drive this around while you're here. So we're driving around Switzerland in this Ferrari, and it's hard not to go too fast in a Ferrari, and the speed limits are strictly enforced by cameras. And we found out, luckily,
Before we left, yes.
a guy said, "You better be really careful driving around in that, because the way traffic fines work here in Switzerland, they have access to your income data, and if you're rich, you pay a much higher fine than if you're poor," which is kind of a progressive idea when you think about it.
Unless you're rich,
But the
then it's
guy who
no
loaned us a
fun.
Ferrari, it turned out if we'd have got a speeding ticket, it would have cost him
A lot of money.
thousands of Swiss francs. Anyway,
Yeah.
on to the day, Linda. What we're trying to do on Ours on the Road lately, as many of you have noticed, is sort of shift our focus to where we are in our lives. And we've always felt like in our writing or our speaking or anything we do it better if it's the phase we're in. I mean, if it applies to us. Writers write their best when they're writing to themselves. And we just need to try to make sure we do that. And so, yeah, we're shifting over to this. I focus more on grandparents, but not just grandparents, on three generation families. So whether you yourself are a grandparent or a parent or a child in a family, I don't know how many children we have listening, probably not too many.
I doubt it.
There's a place for you on this podcast because we want to just think of families in a bigger way. Speaking of travel and international things and so on, Americans are probably the only country we know of where when you say family, you usually mean the nuclear family of a parent, parents and children in one household. Most of the rest of the world, when you say family or their word for family, they think of it as a bigger thing. It's at least three generations, and those three generations often live together in the same house. And I like it because it's a bigger definition. And what we need in this country, as well as other places in the world, is families that are integrated over several generations, where children are being raised by a teamwork of parents and grandparents, and where there's communication, and many of you are saying, "Oh, but I live too far away from my parents," or, "I live too far away from my grandkids," and so on. But it doesn't matter anymore because we have Zoom, and we have FaceTime, and we have texting. We have all kinds of ways to be in close touch. In fact, we were thinking the other day, some of our children who live right here near us, we can get in the car and drive to them in a half an hour. They end up having less time with us. We end up having less time with them sometimes than with the ones who live in Switzerland or the ones who live in Maui.
Yeah.
Because when we're there with those kids, we're really there. We're there for a week or two, and we're all theirs. Here we can say, "Oh, we can go see these close ones anytime," and we don't do it as much as we should.
It really is interesting when we were in Switzerland, I'm realizing that they have an only child, not by choice, but they love this little girl.
We love
And we
her.
realized that we probably know her better than any of our other children because we actually go there and
At
stay
least
with
right
them
now, after a couple
or
of
go
weeks there.
someplace with them when we go. So it's really, really interesting. But, it is an interesting world. When I remember my cousin Rayma, who lived in Star Valley, Wyoming, her oldest daughter got married and left. This is years and years ago, probably 50 years ago. Anyway, she and I was just a young, I don't think I was even married, and her daughter moved from Wyoming to Montana with her husband to a farm in Montana. And she was crying all the time because she thought, I will never see this child again.
Isn't that a different
There
world?
was no way to communicate but letters. They were writing letters back and forth, but they just couldn't come. Can you even imagine that? Wow. I mean, there's certainly a lot harder things than that for parents. But wow, we have changed so much. And think how much is going to change by the time our grandchildren have grown up. Wow.
We've had a few questions lately on tell a little more about this how to live course that you're teaching online. And so we want to tell you a little more about that and how it's working out. And first of all, we should say there's more interest than we ever thought there would be. We initially set out, we said, let's do it in line with this idea. Let's talk about where we are and what we're doing, and we're spending so much of our effort and time lately on grandparenting and on trying to figure out the second half of life and on going to doctors to try to keep our bodies going for another few years and all the rest. And so we just said, hey, let's just start this online course and let's call it How to Live the Second Half of Life. Because we've been feeling so much lately that there really is a big difference between how you want to think and how you want to live and how you want to prioritize and how you want to function later in life than there is earlier in life. But as we've done it, we've realized that a lot of that is about intra-family communication with our children, who are the parents now, and with our grandchildren and so on. And so we're really working at that hard, and we've eased into it gradually. We thought at first, oh, let's just do some Zooms. Let's have classes that are Zoom classes, and people can just join us, and we'll just talk together, and we'll sort out this how to live the second half, and how to be better grandparents, and how to take better care of ourselves physically and mentally and emotionally and socially and so on. Linda, let's take a break for just a minute and be back and tell about the OzPie method.
We'll do it. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back to suggest something silly.
Something silly.
This is so silly. You have to know it. Richard Iyer just loves doing
Acronyms.
acronyms.
The only thing I love more than acronyms is alliteration.
That's true. That's true. So we have an acronym to wow you.
You know, Linda, as you get older and you start not being able to remember things as good as you could before, acronyms become very useful.
They
If you got
do.
an acronym, you can always remember it. You can create
So,
an acronym
exactly.
for anything.
So, man, this is really fun. Okay, go for it.
Don't you want to say what the acronym is?
No, you go ahead.
Well, okay, you
You're the
react to it.
creator, yeah.
So anyway, we're trying to figure out this way to have a course on how to live the second half of life, but have it be completely flexible so that people can listen to it and consume it anytime they want. And so we're not going to do some Zoom with a schedule, and we're not going to, require people to be somewhere at a certain time or tune in at
Come
a
to a
certain
meeting
time
or
or
anything
any of
like that,
that,
yeah.
because we have all got our own schedules. So we came up with the OzPie method. OzPie. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but just touched on it, and it's just working out so well. It's just so well. So OzPie, Linda. OZ stands for occasional Zoom, and we do an occasional Zoom in the How to Live the Second Half of
Well, in order
Life
to
course.
get that in your mind, you have to kind of spell occasional in your mind and just be sure it starts with an O. Occasional
Occasional Zoom.
Zoom. Okay.
And then PIE, OzPie, and P stands for this podcast, which we really think of now as part of the course. And then I, Instagram, as you were talking about, Linda, it's a wonderful thing where people can just go on, watch it, and comment. I'll tell you, some of the comments on the Instagram have been better than the actual posts. I want to come back to Instagram and talk about it for a minute, but then the E is emails, because we keep up with everyone on emails
So
and
you
send
have
them
a list of
summaries.
everyone on everyone's
Everyone,
emails.
547 people are now in the course, and it's going to grow and grow and grow. And everyone, we're tutoring each other, we're mentoring each other. People have ideas and they share them, right?
Right, it's kind of fun to know that somebody's on the other end. We get some feedback,
So quit
and
laughing
the
at
more the better.
OzPie.
Well, I just think that is hilarious because our whole lives you've been doing this. This trip is really, and then we come up with something crazy.
Occasional Zoom, podcast, Instagram, email, OzPie. Now, Linda came to me the other day where I was doing. We do this very spontaneously. Our goal is to never do a retake. This is not about polished things.
Everyone looking perfect.
Yeah, this is not about everyone looking perfect.
You.
This is the opposite of normal social media. And so wherever we are, if we have an idea, we throw it on there and it's on Instagram and then people can respond to it. And so we had launched the course and we'd done about 6 posts. And most of them start with my face on the screen, and then they're very short. They're like 2 or 3 minute little posts. And we had one lady, you better tell this story because I'll start laughing. I won't be able to do it. We said, we want your feedback. And one lady wrote and said, I finally got on the Instagram channel, but all I found there
was a bunch of old men.
I just found all these pictures of old men. And so we thought about that for a minute, and then we realized.
How could that be?
And I wrote her a nice little note back and said, guess what? All those old men are me.
So, but I do have to warn you that he comes as he is, and I just saw one last night that I hadn't seen before. And honey, you look like you've been swimming. Your hair.
Well, I was running.
All down.
I was sweating.
That was sweat, and his hair plastered on his forehead the whole time. And all I could think about was his hair. I think you think people are just listening, you know, to your voice and getting it, but you know, you got to be more careful.
No, but let's think of this as the anti-social media, because what does social media usually do? It shows people at their very best and everything looks great. And we go on there and we think, what's wrong with me? And what's wrong with my family? Why are all these other things so perfect? Well, the Instagram and the How to Live course will work the opposite. You'll go on and you'll say, whoa, I look a whole lot better than him. This is good. This is making me feel good. I want to see him at his worst.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. It's a little like your book. Linda's best-selling book of all time is a book called I Didn't Plan to Be a Witch. And it has no parenting advice in it.
It has a lot of parenting advice in it. But everybody, we admit that we are all at their moments when we turn into witches, and everybody identifies with that. But I don't know if everybody identifies with doing a podcast with hair hanging in your face.
Well, do you know, I've got more comments on that particular Instagram post about authenticity and just being yourself.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
good.
It's actually working, even though you can't stand to look at it. And the problem with you, Linda, you always look good, so we can't make something really, you know, that follows this formula.
Oh, man. We should do one when I wake up some morning. Anyway, that's all beside the point. But this has been kind of a fun project for you, because you're really the main guy here. Once in a while I pop in, and obviously I'll be on the podcast, but this guy does have a genius mind for this particular topic.
I'm just into it. I just love thinking about the second half of life and how to live it. You know, Socrates, another thing we're doing that's a little silly, I guess, is we're calling the course members SOCS, SOCS. And that, I guess, an abbreviation is another thing I like.
Yes, you do.
So now we've got alliteration, acronyms, and abbreviations. And that's a little bit alliterative too, just those three A's.
Well, so if you call them socks, are you thinking they're all just like Socrates, that, you know, we're all just becoming Socrates as we grow older, or what is it?
No, we're thinking that, you know, Socrates' most famous quote, I would venture to say, is the unexamined life is not worth living.
Of course.
And so if we're in our second half of life, along with these 500 other people that are doing this course with us, we are daring at this later stage of life to examine our lives and see how we can live them better and make them better for the ones we love, for our families and so on. So we're following Socrates' advice to constantly re-examine our lives so we are socks.
Right. Okay, got it. Now you know how it is to live with Richard Iyer. Guess we do this all the time. But it is kind of fun. It's a good way to remember things, I have to admit it. And they're just a lot. It creates some fun along with the serious stuff.
By the way, Linda, another really common comment coming in from class members is, we need to see more of Linda.
I have to see that to believe it.
No, I'll show you.
I think you made that up.
And so you're always going to get Linda on this podcast, and I'm going to suck her into more and more of these Instagram posts.
Well, you know, wherever you are, we hope that you are thinking about, you know, that time, life changes. You know, we have a Balinese house here, which is another kind of odd thing, but we brought a whole bunch of stuff from Bali here. And there is this, what would you call this? Carvings everywhere, all over Bali. It's the same thing. How you'd explain that?
Oh, that symbol?
Yes. Well, how do you explain it?
The symbol looks like, to the untrained eye, it looks like a swastika. But it's actually backwards from that. And what did you, were the one that told me what
it. Over and over and over again. And what it means, finally we said, well, why is this everywhere? And what it means is life is always changing.
Yeah, it's rolling forward. Rolling
life is
forward.
Always changing. So we have it on our front door, both of our front doors. And on our table, it's etched on our table edges, because that is the essence of life. Life is always changing. You're always getting a day older every day that you live. But it is changing. When we think how much our lives have changed in the last 10 years, it's amazing. But in some ways, I mean, you just go day to day and you don't notice that it's changing. But the kids change, the grandkids change, circumstances change, they move, things happen. And it's so gradual that we don't really appreciate it. And I think if we have that in our minds, that life is always changing, make the best of today, because you'll never get another one of these days.
And speaking of that, Linda, let's just review, because again, this is kind of part of the course, and a lot of you are actually following this How to Live Instagram channel. We'll tell you how to get on that if you're not on it already in a minute, and we'll put it in the show notes for today. But there's 7 posts on there so far. Let's just talk about them, Linda. Did you like the one about the bamboo? We filmed it in a huge bamboo forest in Maui.
Of course I like the one about bamboo, well, because bamboo is such a refreshing organism. It's just amazing. It is an organism.
There's another one on the subject you just mentioned. We're on a Swiss train. We're going through the Alps, and we're filming looking forward, what you can see, looking backward, what you can see, and then looking straight out, and we're likening that to, can we live in the past and in the future with our memories and with our goals and so on, but also stay in the present? I think you like that one.
Yeah, it was really interesting, because every day we just got to wake up thinking, what do I got to do today? You know, what's on my list? And if we think more about this day is a gift, what am I going to do with this day? It's so much easier to live life.
Then there's one post where I'm out in the woods and I'm talking about the wonderful poem on aging about rage against the dying of the light, the Dylan Thomas poem. And then I'm making comparisons of the second half and the first half, and talking about how the second half actually holds more of the elements of happiness than the first half. I'm making a case for the second half. Did you like that one?
Yeah, it's great. Really amazing.
And then there's the one that you hate, where I look like I just finished sweating, and I'm just talking about authenticity and how we should just, that's the beauty. Don't you think that's one of the beauties of the second half of life, is you can just kind of be yourself more and more. You gradually care less and less about impressions and what other people are thinking. You care more and more about yourself.
That was what it was about. All I could think about is the hair.
You've got to go watch that one again.
Yeah, it is really interesting that there are just so many things to think about as we age, as time goes by, as days happen day after day. We just, there are just so many things to think about.
And then there's a couple of them filmed up in Toll Canyon, up in the mountains here behind our house, where I've got on my skis and I'm up there and I'm talking about how important it is in the second half of life to focus on the inner, what we call the inner, working on yourself, your character, the kind of person you want to be. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, I want to be a better grandparent, so I got to change my grandkids. Or instead we say, I want to be a better grandparent, or I want to be healthier or whatever. And it's all about changing ourselves. And that ties back in with examining our lives and trying to decide whether we're going to just fade away or whether we're going to stay vibrant.
Exactly. I love that one.
So I think what we want to do is encourage all of you, whatever your age, and especially if you're 45 or over, that's kind of where we think the second half ought to really kick into gear.
45?
Well, yeah, because if you're going to live to be 90, you're going into the second half when you're 45.
But think about our kids. They're just kids at 45.
I know, but they're in the second half. They've got to realize that. But the way to get on, I will put it in the show notes, but just go on valuesparenting.com and you'll see our name, Richard and Linda Iyer, and you'll click on that. And the very first thing in the drop-down menu is the How to Live class. And you can sign up for free. We'd love to have you. And you can participate in any part of the Oz pie that you want.
Oh, wow. We appreciate your being with us, hanging in there. It has been kind of a fun show because we've laughed a lot, but it really is a serious thing. This getting older is serious stuff.
But it's not that serious, and we're going to put more humor in it.
Right. And it includes a lot of humor because there's nothing we can do about the serious stuff.
Right.
And so it really is. It's a fun thing. We hope that you'll join.
You run into a lot of things where there are just two alternatives. You can cry or you can laugh.
And we just as well laugh.
Just as well laugh. And I promise you, listeners, we're going to involve Linda more and more in the Instagram pieces. And by the way, once you join the course, you'll get in this private Instagram channel. But I'm especially going to have you on the one where we describe the lady who said, I get on there and all I see is pictures of all these old men. You're going to have to help me do that one.
Okay, we'll look into that. So thank you so much for joining us and being part of these few minutes together. And we hope that you are having a great week, and we'll see you again next time on Iyer's on the Road. Bye-bye.